This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yudalid Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah resumes the discussion of at what point specific metal utensils are considered halachically broken and as a result no longer susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah says, Klei matochos kamahu shiurun. When it comes to different metal utensils that somewhat broke, how much must remain of the original utensil for us to say that this is still considered a functioning kli so that it would continue to be susceptible to tumah? The Mishnah says, in the case of hadli, a broken metal bucket, the halacha is that we would continue to deem it a halacha kli, that's makabel tumah, as long as what remains is kedei lemalaspo. It'd still be used to draw water. So even if, you know, the top broke off a little bit, but if you could still use this, you know, half-broken bucket to draw water, then it's still considered a kli, it'll still be makabel tumah. In the case of kumkum, a partially broken kettle, kedei liyachimbo, we would continue to consider that a halacha kli as long as what remains could still be used to heat up water. The Mishnah says, regarding mecham, a partially broken urn, so basically a larger version of the kettle, kedei lekabel slayim. So here we have a different halacha, which is that if it's broken, even if you can't use it to boil water, but if it's still large enough, the container that's left can hold sela coins, then it will retain its halachically status and it will still be makabel tumah. For these urns were sometimes used for that purpose. And therefore, since the half-broken urn can still be used to an extent the way it originally was, it's not considered halachically broken, and therefore it continues to be makabel tumah. And regarding halefes, a large pot which is used for holding a large amount of boiling water, and then when put smaller utensils in there to wash them, if that partially broke, it remains makabel tumah kedei lekabel kisonos, as long as what's left is large enough to hold small jugs. So I mean, even though you can't wash them in there anymore, but since you could store the small jugs in there, here too it's considered that you're still able to a degree to use the kli the way it was originally used, and therefore it retains kli status. It's still susceptible to tumah. As far as kisonos, small jugs, if they partially broke, they will continue to retain kli status kedei lekabel prutos, as long as they're large enough still to hold pruta coins. For is it normal to use small jugs for that purpose? The Mishnah says, midos yayin, if utensils used to measure wine broke somewhat, the shear is biyayin, that as long as what remains can still be used to measure wine, it will not be considered halachically broken. Umidos shemen b'shemen. And likewise, if we have some utensils used to measure oil, even if part of it broke, but if what's left could still be used to measure oil, then it would continue to have the halachic status of a kli, and therefore would be makabel tumah. So says the first opinion. But as far as these different measuring utensils, we have a dissenting view. Rabbi Eliezer Omer said, kulon beprutos. When it comes to all the various measuring utensils, whether for wine or oil, even if what's left of the broken utensil can no longer be used to actually measure those things, but if they could hold pruta coins, they would not yet be considered halachically broken. It could still be makabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer takes the position that this was a perfectly normal usage of even these measuring utensils to hold pruta coins, so if it could still perform that function, it would still be considered a kli, it would still be makabel tumah. And we learned in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Vav, that a newly made metal utensil is not yet considered halacha kli, and that would be makabel tumah, until it is finished. That is, it's not enough that you could start using the utensil, you could, let's say, put things in there. Rather, if the plan was to also polish it or add some decoration, it's not considered a halachically finished kli until those things happen. But Rabbi Akiva here presents a point of clarification on this matter. That is, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, "Hamechuser chatifa tame." We have some metal utensil that's just been manufactured, and the plan was to also make a cover for it. Even if the cover was not yet completed, if the container itself was, including everything, the polishing, then that is already considered halachically, that's mekabel tumah. because for the purpose of this halacha, the cover is not considered part and parcel of the kli itself. No, there's the kli and then it has a cover. It's a separate part that doesn't always stay on. Therefore, even if that other part, the cover, is not yet completed, the body of the kli is considered a fully completed kli that therefore is mekabel tuma. Whereas mechusar letisha tahar, if the metal kli that's just been made is still missing the step of smoothing, surface is still rough, and the plan is to smooth it out, it is not yet considered halacha kli. Therefore, it would not be mekabel tuma. Because here there's finishing that's yet to be done with the kli itself, and therefore, halachically, it's not yet considered a kli. This is in contrast to, let's say, a wooden utensil, where we apply a different standard. People aren't as particular with wooden utensils. And so once the newly made wooden utensil is usable, even if he plans to also smooth the surface, but if it's already usable, it is considered a complete halacha kli that is mekabel tuma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.